In the gospel reading today, our Lord points out the necessity of forgiveness, and he tells us that if we are wrong seven times a day, we still have to continue to forgive. Now, he did say, if your brother returns seven times a day saying, "I'm sorry," we need to forgive him. But the fact is, even if somebody doesn't say they're sorry, we still have to forgive them. We can't reconcile with them if they aren't sorry, but we can still forgive. And it's a necessity that we do, because otherwise the unforgiveness pulls us down. Forgiveness sets us free. What the devil wants you to think is that if you forgive this person, you're letting them off the hook. You're letting them go free. They're not being held responsible for what they did. That's a bad thing for you to do, all this nonsense. It's you that's free if you forgive. Sure, yeah, it's true, you're cutting off whatever is you're hanging on to with this other person, but it's you that's free. And so that's why the devil wants to make you think this other way, because it seems so unjust. But we have to look at it from a different perspective. It's not a matter of the justice, because when we look at the forgiveness that comes from God, we all know that if we got what was just, well, we'd all be roasting pretty deeply someplace. And so it's not about just what's simply just. God is asking for us to have charity, to love our brothers and sisters. He's again not asking us to have gushy feelings. He's asking us to do what's the best. And so what is the best is to be able to forgive, because it's who we're created to be. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And so therefore, if God is loving and God is merciful and God is forgiving, that's what he's going to expect from us. He's not asking easy things. There are some things, I suppose, you could look at that he's asked us to do that are pretty easy for us. But he's asking us to do hard things, because he's asking us to be saints. He's asking us to be who we were created to be. Sin has hurt us. Sin has weakened us. It has darkened us. It has pulled us down. And it makes it very difficult to actually be who we are supposed to be. So we have to struggle to be able to move ahead, to continue to grow and develop. And so we sometimes feel justified in not forgiving somebody. But there is no justification for not forgiving somebody. Sure, they've done bad things to you, or big things, or whatever it is that they've done. That's not a reason to not forgive. We've done some pretty big and bad things to God, and still he forgives. So if we're going to be children of God who act as our Heavenly Father does, then that's what we have to be about. This is a very, very difficult thing. And yet, it is for our good. That's the reason Jesus tells us these things. All the things that he taught us are for our good. So like I said, if we can forgive, we're the ones who are free. All you have to do is think about it. If there's somebody that you're not forgiving, if there's something you've been hanging on to, sometimes it's for years and years and years and years, and you think about that person whom you probably haven't even seen for years and years and years, and yet when this whatever comes up and you're... Who's being hurt by it? Who's being weighed down by it? Who's being pulled down? Who is being imprisoned? You. So when the devil says, "Oh, don't forgive this person because you're letting them off," they haven't even been around. If you haven't even seen them, perhaps, for years, It's not going to do anything to them. But it's in that kind of an example that you can see, I'm the one who's set free if I can forgive. We can be at peace. We can be free. We aren't weighed down with all this junk that's sitting on our shoulders because we're hanging on to it willfully. It's hard. Now again, remember, to forgive someone is not to say that what they did was okay. God will never, ever say, oh, it was okay that you sinned. No, it's not. He will never tell you that it was okay that you sinned. But he will forgive you. So he's not asking you to say that it was okay for somebody to sin against you. They did something that was wrong to you, that is not okay. So we need to make the right distinctions because, again, that's going to be the game of the devil. Oh, you can't forgive him because you're saying that it was okay that they did that. No, you're not saying it was okay that they did that. So again, we can think of that example in the gospel, the woman that was caught in adultery. Did Jesus say, oh, it was okay? That wasn't a big deal. No, he didn't say that. He said, go and sin no more. But he said, I don't condemn you. You could say, well, yeah, but that nothing happened to him, all right? Look at what happened on the cross. It happened to him. He had nail holes in his hands and in his feet. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Anybody done anything that bad to you? I don't think so. And so that's the example that he gives. He didn't say, it was okay that they did this to me. He didn't say, I'm glad that they made my back hamburger by whipping it. He didn't say it was okay that they put a crown of thorns on my head. He said, Father, forgive them. And then even made an excuse for them. They know not what they do. So that's our example. And if we can learn from that and truly let go, because remember when our Lord spoke about that line in the Our Father, forgive us as our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and said, unless you forgive from the heart, not words, from the heart. So sometimes you're going to have to take this to prayer and we're going to have to wrestle with it. And it may take a while. If somebody has hurt you that you really, I mean, it's been pretty bad or you really don't like this person, it might take a bit. Bring it back to prayer day after day after day. Pray for the person. It's the quickest way to break through it. Quickest way to break through the anger. It's the quickest way to break through the unforgiveness. It's hard. And you might even need to start by saying, Lord, forgive that person. You know who I'm talking about, but I can't even say their name right now. Well, within a week or two of doing that, you'll be able to say their name. And within a week or two more, you'll even be at peace. So it sometimes takes some effort and some time. So be patient with yourself. But the other thing to remember here is that unforgiveness is the devil's most powerful tool. Of all of the things that he can do to us, unforgiveness is the most powerful thing in his arsenal. So if you want to rob the devil of the power that he's got over you, that's the place to begin. If there's any unforgiveness, he is going to manipulate you to no end. He is going to use that against you. Take it away from him. So how, even if you wanted to do it just for that reason, because you don't like the devil, you want to take the power away from him, okay, it's still the wrong reason, but at least it's getting done. But it's just a matter of recognizing from a different perspective, this is all for our good. So again, what our Lord is asking of us, yes, it's difficult, but it is to set us free. It is for our good. It is to become the people that God created us to be. That's what he wants for us, only the best. So when he asks these things of us, we have to understand it in that context. He is asking this because this is truly what is the best thing for me. That's because he loves you, and he only wants what's best for you. And therefore, he wants you to love in return, and therefore to do the best for the other. And that's exactly what this is again. To forgive is what's best for the other person. It's what's best for us. It is what is going to help us to grow, which will help us to love God more, which will help us to glorify him more, which will in turn help us to love others more, and then be able to make it even easier to forgive. So it all works for our benefit, and it takes the power away from the devil. It's a win-win situation. So if you want to join Our Lady in stomping on the devil's head, forgive your enemies, and the devil has no power over you, and you are set free to be the person God made you to be.